Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you back to the ongoing series about the way of salvation. Last week, Pastor Reynolds started in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. He ended last week's message with these words, "The Bible says men are saved by God's grace apart from baptism or church membership or any kind of good works whatsoever." This week, we will be picking up in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, and we'll expand on this idea that man is saved through faith and not works.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10 states this, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." In verse 8, the Apostle Paul is telling everyone, especially the members of the church there at Ephesus, he's telling them that sinners are saved by God's undeserved and God's unmerited love. God saves sinners through faith, which is a gift from God. Faith is not something that is mustered up within us, but faith is a gift of God. In verse 9, the Apostle Paul says that God saves sinners this way, and this way only, and that no man can boast of any good works and say that they save themselves, or that they influenced God to give them grace or mercy or any part of salvation. You see, the Bible says we are God's workmanship. We are the product of what God works in us. Absolutely, this is true. There's other scriptures also that teach that this is so. In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11, the Bible says, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." Jesus, in this verse, had just finished explaining that children should be allowed to come to him, for he is come to save that which was lost. Christ is explaining here that anybody that wants to come to Christ and come to Christ alone, that he is able to wash away all of their sins. This is a great and a glorious and a wonderful thing, that Christ is able to save any person that comes to him and asks for salvation. In the book of Acts, chapter 15, and verse 1 through verse 11, the Bible talks there about some Judaizers who said that if a person is not circumcised, they cannot be saved. Paul and Barnabas had a great argument with these people. And finally, they took this issue all the way from Antioch, all the way down to the church at Jerusalem. And their conclusion was this, in Acts 15 and verse 11, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they." You see, the church there, they concluded that the end of the discussion was that no person is saved by keeping any part of the law. That salvation comes through the grace of Almighty God, not any other way. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 5 through verse 7, the Bible states here, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man." This is the truth of it, because Jesus is the one that saves. There is the truth that we're brought to Jesus by somebody. Someone explains to us the truth of the Word of God, but we don't save us, and the person that taught us about Christ does not save us either. Christ is the only one that can grant salvation. Paul said here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. In verse 7, Paul continues, and he says, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Well, this does seem pretty self-explanatory to me. Any person that holds anybody except Christ as the author of their salvation is sadly mistaken. Only Christ grants salvation. Only Christ gives salvation. The Bible said in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation means to appease. Jesus Christ is the means whereby we come to God for salvation. And God is the one that grants salvation to anybody, any person that comes to Christ and says, I am lost. I need salvation. God gives them salvation. This is what the Bible states in the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love for sinners, both Jew sinners and both Gentile sinners, constrained him to send his Son into the world to live the perfectly righteous life that men are unable to live. And God requires, in order for sinners to stand in his holy presence. God has done this for us. We have done nothing for him, but he has touched us. You see, this is why salvation is of the Lord, and that we need to trust God. And today, if you're lost, if you desire salvation, it's not impossible. But you can be saved simply by trusting Christ. The Bible states in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8. The Bible said here, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. Talking here about Israel. For you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the house of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The reason that God loved Israel was not because they were better than everybody else. It was not because they did any better than anybody else. But God set his love upon Israel because he loved them. And that is the bottom line of it all. You know, we've not caused God to love us. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 1, that we were just like everybody else. And everybody was cursing God. Everybody was running from God. It was God that came to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. It was not Adam and Eve that came to God. But they hid from God. They did everything they could possibly think of to do. But it was God that came to them. And there Adam and his wife had clothed themselves with fig leaves. But Adam told God, he said, I was naked. That's why I hid from you. Today, you might have clothed yourself with a lot of religions that this world has. None of those religions will ever do you any good. But only God can redeem you from a lost and a dying world. Only God is one that makes a difference for you. You see, Jesus not only lived for both Jew and Gentile, But he was willing to be made sin for them and die on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ was able to pay their penalty for sin. Every lost sinner, whether Jew or Gentile, whether this person is red, yellow, black, or white, or some mixture in between, that believes in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, will never perish, but will have everlasting life. This is what the Bible teaches in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse 16, when it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is why Jesus Christ came into the world, because He was obedient to His Father. And He came because He loved people. Why He loved us? It's not because we were great. It's not because we were more wonderful than somebody else. No. But God is the one that gets all the glory and all the honor and all the praise throughout all eternity, because He was the one that died that we could have life. It was not anything that we had ever done, because we're all equal. We're all exactly the same. But God so loved us when we were unlovable that He sent His only begotten Son into the world to die for sinners. Listen, if you're lost today, Jesus Christ died. He gave His life's blood for you on the cross of Calvary to show you that He was well able to take care of whatever you have. Jesus Christ is the one, the only one, that can ever wash away any of your sins. If you're lost today, I pray that you might come to Christ before it's everlastingly too late. One of these days, it will be too late. One of these days, when you're dead, it will be too late to turn around then. But now, right now, is the time to trust Christ and believe in Him. And salvation is yours. It's given to you by Jesus Christ, because He was the one that paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He's the one that died that you might have life. If you're lost today, then I pray that you might trust Christ, because Jesus Christ is well able to wash away your sins.
We pray that this series on the way of salvation has been a blessing to you so far. We have only just begun, and there's still a lot more to come. So between now and next week, if you want more information about Independence Baptist Church's beliefs on salvation, you can log into our website. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. There are many different articles, books, and audio messages available on the site. There are also options on the audio messages to either download or stream those. So you will have options to listen to them on either your mobile devices or from your computer at home. If you'd also like to come visit us, you're welcome to. You can come join us for services this morning. We're found at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. Our morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, followed by worship services at 11 a.m. We'll then have our Sunday prayer meeting at 4 p.m., which will then be followed by worship services at 4:30. And of course, don't forget about our Wednesday night Bible studies, which start at 7 p.m. Well, I can see that our time for today is up, but we do want to invite you back next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message about the way of salvation.